Chapter 2. Then after a period of 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus also with me. I went up by revelation, and I explained to them the good news which I proclaim among those who are not Jewish, but privately before those who are respected, for fear that I might be running, or had run, in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. This was because of the false brothers secretly brought in, who stole in to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave no place in the way of subjection, not for an hour, that the truth of the good news might continue with you. But from those who are reputed to be important, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows no favoritism between people. They, I say, who were respected imparted nothing to me, but to the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the good news for the uncircumcision, even as Peter with the good news for the circumcision, for he who appointed Peter to be an apostle of the circumcision appointed me also to the non-Jews, and when they perceived the grace that was given to me, James and Cephas and John, they who were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the non-Jews, and they to the circumcised. They only asked us to remember the poor, which very thing I was also zealous to do.